American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
So, like, growing up Italian, let's say, essentially could be looked at as a memes page, no?
Yeah.
Fair, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Ooh, it's a lot harder. Shots fired.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to grow a page when you're just a character.
Ooh.
Oh, shit.
We got to
okay, that's fire. That's
that
fire.
Is good.
That's yeah. So let's do a lot of that.
That's an eyes.
There you go. The fact that you're on a stool is fucking hysterical.
Oh, I love
it's
it.
My whole life. It's my whole life.
Fucking elf on a shelf. He looks like a fucking the thing that holds the stocking, right? The fucking guy.
Oh, we good?
How you doing? I got trees in over here. What am I in? Fucking Indiana Jones over here?
Yeah, we're hiding you behind the bushes.
What
the
fuck, peekaboo?
We're hiding you in the bushes. All right, I got to explain what set the table here because this is wild. So my boys from growing up Italian are here, Rocco and Sabino. But growing up Italian is not just you two. I feel like it's a conglomerate of an assortment of human beings in New York. And Lil Mo is definitely one of the characters.
I don't know if you would say that, though.
In that clique.
Are you down to line with us?
We could work out a number.
Oh, wow.
How you doing?
I didn't say you were officially part of the team. No, but
I would say, if you ask me, I would say, if you would ask me and Rob.
Well, you set yourself up for it. What the fuck? You made it like there was a deal we could work out.
Yeah. Like, why? Are you like guys like signing?
No. Mo has secretly a grudge because early on he asked me to manage him. This is like a story.
There's a story behind that.
Well, let's hear it.
Forgot
about
that.
Let's hear it.
Forgot about that.
Were you like low level like at that point?
Yeah, real low.
One high.
Little help.
He was an engineer.
Low level engineer.
No, he has,
Uncle Nino came on, like I was like, we need to explore the other side of Uncle Nino because we all get stereotyped based on our big personality.
Yeah. That's true.
So you have like you're more than just Lil Mo.
Yeah.
Right. Engineer.
I worked in the HVAC business my whole life. Uh-huh. And I worked in a high rise business. I went back to school as an adult. I left school at 15. Mm-hmm. I opened my business when I was 17. I went back to school at 35 for mechanical engineering.
Wow.
Then I went to school online for electrical engineering. And that was enough to land me a job in a high-rise company. I was there for about 6 years before I started doing this full-time.
Mm-hmm. And then you were just making organic videos and shit? Like, what's the first one that went viral?
The first one that went viral, for, like, I guess it wasn't even really that viral, but it was viral was with Barstool.
Uh-huh.
Most of me. But,
oh, okay.
But the first thing that I did really was Nico's.
It was a Peter Luger video that went Barstool.
So what happened was I tell the story all the time, just make it quick. I was doing a voiceover.
This is what a podcast is, Mo. No, I'm kidding.
No, but I could tell a million stories.
That's true.
I don't want to get stuck on one.
Yes, you
that's
can.
True.
So I was doing a skit for French Montana's album the day of the pandemic, like the day that it got announced.
Okay.
So I was always friendly with French and I would do little things, but I never had social media. I would just do like some skits or hang out with people that were.
That's how I.
And this was before like you were blown up.
Yeah, I didn't even have an account. I made my account that day.
So French was just like, we like this guy's accent and shit.
I used to send French videos like every other day.
Where are you from? French?
No. I was friends with Chinks Drugs, which is an artist that passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I met French.
Okay.
Coke Boys,
exactly.
Yeah. So I used to do skits and just send him funny videos. Like he would hit me up and be like, I'm with so-and-so. They want to see a funny video. And I would just do a funny video.
All right. It's a little sus, but go ahead.
I know.
Yeah. Well, if I told you some of the people they asked for videos, it would be even more sus. So I was doing a little skit and then people asked me for my IG. And I didn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
So then I just started coming up with kind of names. Little Mo. I call everybody Mo. So we made Little Mo. And then somebody was like, it's not Italian enough. You got to add something Italian. And mm-hmm. Mozzarella was open. And that's how I got it.
Wow. So the way I really met him was he came by my shop and I recognized his voice from the French Montana skit.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because it was like it's his character. It's who he is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's just like it's super. It was crazy. It was on Coke Boys 2, right? Or
I don't remember.
This is Sammy Sausalito. You know, I love
Frankie. Forget about it.
When you make those, because you're on the last one too, right?
Yeah.
What's that album called? The last French album?
Mac and Cheese 5.
No? Mac and Cheese, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When you do that, what do? You just like go into a studio?
So
you
guys drunk? When I used to do stuff with French in the beginning, we used to go in a studio. Uh-huh. Now the technology is better. I could just give him a voice note.
Really? Like, probably what, cool. It sounds like a girl's voicemail, you know?
Me and Kush, we did it in person, one we just did. We just do it in a video. So I actually have videos to match all the skits I did.
Yeah.
I have the original video I videoed. And then, you know,
that's
I have
so proof cool.
that even a song that they have, I should get credit for it because I have proof of me with the pen and paper and a video, but I never got 2 cents.
Two, 3 points on it?
Didn't get none. Wait, anyway,
do you get paid for when you're a voice person?
I mean, I'm sure you probably could, but I just, what am I going to do? Sue my friend?
Was you're talking right. on so, the song.
He talks like in the skits, like in between.
It's an interlude. Interlude.
People like my voice, like you know, like.
Like Blame Game.
They liked my voice.
Which one's
like
that?
With Kanye when like Chris Rock is talking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like right. Yeah.
Okay.
Was that Chris Rock? Like, was it? Yeah, I thought that was DeRay Davis. No. Well, he does a lot of skits on Kanye.
Yeah, but that one was Chris Rock.
Oh, cool.
So let me give him a little credit because he actually did. Sabino is the one to tell me like, yo, you got to go to Instagram. And then what happened was timing wise, as soon as I made the account, it happened to be that New York Nico, who happens to be here, so I'll just call him Nico.
Nico's about to come in soon.
Nico happened to do this challenge, like this New York accent challenge or whatever, New York Best Accent Challenge.
Yep, I think I did that too.
Yes. Yeah,
so everybody did that at the time.
So I did the challenge, and then now I had social media, and then I just started like trying to like learn about it and do posts and whatever. And that was it. So you're getting credit for that.
So I said,
you want to manage me? You said no. And now and you probably would have made the most money with me.
I know. I regret it.
You definitely you would have been chilling.
That was the talent that got away. Yeah. You're like, he's not going to be anything.
No,
but what happened was he was posting a lot. Like, I remember he was posting like 10 times a day because he never had social media.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he wants to be like a character.
Right.
And it was like very borderline of him being like super annoying. And then all of a sudden Barstool posted and all of a sudden he went from like 2,000 to 20,000 and like,
So still annoying, but
then it's like, oh shit, he's official now.
Officially annoying.
and then he got.
But you know what's good about being annoying on social media?
What?
You weed out fans really quick.
Like the ones that want to stick with you.
Yeah, like my fans and my fans. I weeded out all the big fans. Yeah. That's why I'm able to monetize.
Yeah.
Nobody else is. A lot of my friends don't monetize.
Yeah.
I know like 3 people monetize on social media.
His fans like Mark Wahlberg.
Really?
Yeah, bro. Yeah,
he's cool. He's the reason why he lost weight.
Celebrities love him.
He called me fat.
He called you fat? In what context?
Not really. I don't know if he was calling me fat or saying I got to get the Sergio Tacchini off because he owns Municipal. But he did something around my belly and looked at me.
Yeah.
And I just decided like, yo, I got to lose weight.
As you're looking at yourself on the screen right now.
No, Mark's a cool dude.
How'd you meet him? Like he was your follower?
He randomly followed me. And then I randomly got an email getting invited to a private event with him.
Mm, sounds sus again. Then,
I know, yeah.
Yeah. And then
Mo's
and
Illuminati.
I went to the event and whatever. He was made cool. He's like, he was a fan. Like, I thought I was like, what do I say when I meet him? And he was like, knew my lines and shit.
Yeah,
he was cool.
That's crazy. You're like everywhere now. You go to like every like major event.
Yeah.
You know, because people just want to have your personality there and stuff like that.
You know, I'm always talking about this with my friends, like about like, I think that people misconstrue the amount of followers you have with like social media. Like I can't explain what I'm saying. Like, I don't have the biggest following, but I have like, I'm a character, which can get you pretty far. You get what I'm saying? Like, not every, like, what was I going to say? Like,
followers?
I'm going to tell you what I'm trying to say. Like, growing up Italian, say, essentially could be looked at as a memes page, no?
Yeah.
Fair. Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. Right?
Ooh, it's a lot harder. Shots fired.
Yeah.
It's a lot harder to grow a page when you're just a character.
Ooh.
Oh,
shit. I would agree with that.
Okay. I'm instigating.
Sorry, we're having a small, like, an education
conversation. I disagree with that.
The proof's in the pudding. Look at every page; it's a memes page. You're taking videos that are viral and proven, and you're putting them back up. I have to create from scratch.
No, they got to work a little harder because
I mean, not because he's just being himself. So how's that hard?
But you have to have that personality.
All right, so name me 3 pages that are just straight character, not a comedian by trade, not an actor by trade, not a reality guy by.
Whoa, now I'm involved.
No, I'm just saying. Name 3 straight.
You want to get your attention.
Personalities that have a bigger following than you in Grown Up Italian. Name them. You can't name them off your head.
Barstool, like you
know, Dave Portnoy, he used Barstool Sports to help grow.
You're saying
Portnoy.
Characters?
Barstool was lit already. Barstool was lit.
That's what I'm trying to say. It's just, think about what he did. It's smart. Yeah. He built a memes page. You're taking content that's already viral. You're putting it up, and now you're introducing a character, and he's boosting off of your other page.
Yeah, come it on, is hard to like. Even myself, I don't want to annoy people and keep making videos. Like I never make like those reels that you do, Sienna.
Wait,
you like you do like your comedy bits.
Where am
and
I
shit.
Attacked now?
No, because like you do like your comedy bits yeah, and stuff like yeah. that. I have to be more like
yeah.
that. But even like I put out these clips and shit. Like as soon as like one person's like, "Shut the fuck up, you're annoying." I'm like, "Okay,
no more."
I just can name a few. Like,
why
but
do you follow me?
What? It depends.
Name where, one. Drewski.
Were you talking about Instagram?
And I'm sure like, he has a history of something else before this.
He's talking about like big influencer people that made a career like, off of just being themselves, right?
But yeah. Kuz is the prime example.
Kuz is good.
Kuz Drewski.
Every single person on TikTok.
Yeah. No. Bryce Hall, he's incorrect. Wait. You're just so incorrect.
I think, Nico, you want to jump in?
Wait, hold on. I want to say something.
Nico, get in
here. Wait. Hold on. I got to stick up for it because you're wrong. You're actually saying exactly what I'm saying. Kuz is not a prime example because
Nico said
let's bring Kuz, New York's official
official
talent
genius here.
Hey Nico,
New York Nico.
Let me just say my piece and then I'll shut up.
Okay.
Okay. You who were the two examples you used? QCP does religiously a certain type of content. I do anything. There's a difference. Okay. Imagine I just stayed going to food spots.
Yeah,
I would probably have a bigger following, but I don't do anything aesthetic.
It sounds like something he thinks about at night.
Very passionate about it.
What I'm saying to you is,
why am I not bigger?
No.
We're fucking with you. I agree with you.
To be able to run that type of page.
Right.
If somebody ran a page
for me. No, it's two different things. It's two different things.
I just grabbed the camera and go,
Yeah.
There's no nothing.
So you're not at all like an actor. He's not an actor.
Yeah, you are. Enough.
He has a personality. Nico, you have a comment?
Do I make any sense at all?
No, you're going to contrast me. I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying.
Go ahead.
But Nico discovers these people.
I'm not saying I have a difficult job.
By the way, this is New York Nico. He's the genius behind a lot of people that you see. Social media discovers people. New York Nico, go follow him. Okay, yes. And he's a filmmaker and a lot of other things.
No, I think, I hear what you're saying. Like, it's easy to... take an existing video that already went viral, put it on your page and get a shitload of followers from that. It's harder than like what you have to do, which is create content from scratch.
Yeah.
I think you're doing great.
Thank you.
You know, what do you got?
Like 400K.
Yeah.
I've been getting a slow pace now, like of growth. I'm having fun. I'm doing different shit now. I'm putting myself in like these little pictures. Mm-hmm. I like that shit. Like because now the you can edit better, like different green screen and shit. Mm. You see the one I did like when I was flying a kite? You don't really watch my page.
Wait, anyway. No, like I kind of like, it's weird though. You're going to eliminate meme pages. You know what I mean? No. I think meme pages have a purpose.
You heard what they're doing, right?
What?
So Instagram is incentivizing the people who like posted the original video by suppressing the views on
when they shared
images. Yeah.
Okay. That's
so now
smart.
Like the
remix, right. They want you to remix.
Yeah.
Well, that too, but
also like with the fat Jewish and shit, like when he was getting a lot of hate for it, I feel like his captions were really good, which gave it like a spin. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then he tried to put the credit for it, but who starts who gets credit for memes, you know? Does anyone want them?
Yeah,
if you're original video, if you're a little Mo, of course, you know what I mean? You have to tag you, you know what I mean? But
this guy just put one of my videos up. I got to call him out. I don't got to look his name. Some Yankee page put the one when I did with the Yankee hat when I made fun of kids in Boston. The kid got 10 million views on the thing. I can't.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
No tag?
No tag.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's got like 20,000 followers. I was surprised. I wrote him a note before we
copyright.
No, I told him how about I crack you with so many similes you think you just walked out of the bank.
Back in the day when like a big page reposted my video and tagged me, I was super hyped on it. But now with like the way that the algorithm is, it's more valuable for your, if you posted a reel, just for that to be the only video, you know? Because if like I post a reel and then Complex posts it right after, they're right. probably going to get more views mm-hmm. than me because right. they have more followers.
Right.
right.
Whereas, you know, if they just let it rock on my page, then I'll get all those viewers.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
now when like people hit me up and ask me if they can repurpose my video, I say no.
Mm, but you can collab. Collabs are cool if you're if you want to do it, right?
Yeah, but
you don't really do collabs, right?
You don't.
Nah.
No.
I find the collabs.
I find the collabs to be like the best tool yeah. for those weird situations.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Back in the day, it would be like, okay, I'll post this one and then we'll make one for you to post in 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Collabs are getting weird though, because like now I'm like, it's like who's who. Like me and the Jersey Shortcast, we always fight over who's posting the video. And like one time, like somebody had to be left out of the collab because it can only do so many only people six, and shit like six, that. And like, it's mad awkward with the pod now. I try to collab with every guest that comes on,
yeah.
but I feel bad doing it because I'm like, maybe they don't want my face on their page.
Yeah.
But I just give them the option, but it's just like, if you want to accept it, or you know what
so
I mean?
You don't
We're ask, fucking collabing.
You don't ask to do the collab before?
What do you mean?
Courtesy.
Like a little courtesy, like, hey, you know, like, all right, well, me and Rock will
isn't
do
it. The request is the
yes.
Well, well so see, this is where you're wrong because what I would do with a guest is send them to Dropbox. Like, if you like any of these, let me know and I'll send a request.
Oh, yeah, I don't got time
for it's that. It's a little more like...
It makes you seem thirsty. Not you. Oh, shoot. Makes us seem thirsty.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, we want to use you for your followers.
Without asking them yeah, first? Yeah. If I mean, you're just giving one...
I don't feel like
one,
anyone would think that with you.
No, it's a podcast. You're going to be on a clip. Like, you see the way I do shit. You know what I mean? I'll do something like if I feel like maybe it'll affect the person's brand or something like that. I'll like run it by them first, make sure it's cool. But most of my shit is very generic, you know?
Mm-hmm. Rock.
What?
You're a kid.
Rocco.
I feel bad, like, with the memes thing. I don't want to hurt you.
No, are you kidding?
Oh, no.
It's a big...
Bro, like, I love you.
Growing up Italian has a million...
Yeah, they built their own shit from that. You know? Like,
I didn't now it's like that.
No.
From their podcast.
I get pissed when there's other Italian pages now.
Yeah, back us up, man. That's
no, because there's like Italians from the countryside.
It's yo, like,
Italians from Florida. I'm like, bro, growing up Italian is the best.
Make a page growing up American to get you mad. You ever seen it? This kid's nuts. He's like, yo, I need an idea. I should do Growing Up American. Like, I thought it was gonna get, he had like one follower. You probably didn't see him.
It's amazing how Growing Up Italian really does resonate. Like, there's so many, because I obviously there's Italians in New York, but it resonates all over the world.
Yeah.
You know?
We have a big following in Australia. You guys are
honestly a big part of keeping the culture alive.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
That means a lot. Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. And Rocco is like, I didn't know that. He's the little guy on the stool behind everything. You know, the little mastermind.
Literally.
We got to stop calling him little, but.
Nah, that's fine.
He's cool. Pretty little.
It's my identity, bro.
If you water him, he grows.
Yeah.
Vinny played ball with me. He knows that I'm the smallest guy.
Yeah, I've seen his dick. It's nice. it's
good. Yeah, prove
that
it.
Ball too.
and New York Nico is behind some of the like those dope like New York challenges. Like you mentioned the accent challenge.
I know. I tried to get him to do another one.
But you always doing new shit, right?
Not that type of stuff.
What other challenges have you started?
I mean, they were all really during
the pandemic.
I did do that one thing. It was like Valentine's Day 2 years ago where I did like a matchmaking.
The singles.
Which was, and now people are starting to get married from that.
Really?
Crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
I got a question for you, Nico. So like what I was trying to
say. He looks at himself first.
Well, I want to make sure I look good when I ask a question. When what I'm saying is you get what I was trying to say with the characters. So like you've found a lot of people kind of like me, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying like not exactly me,
right?
But like in
like
character.
Yeah.
Characters.
Larger than life characters.
Who is someone that you like put on? Obviously, we know you work with Kuj and you helped Kuj out a lot. I'm saying besides like that I know, like that I know personally, like Kuj and let's say me, who else? Like who's someone that got big?
I don't want to take credit for anyone.
Not take credit, but like who's someone that you found? So you don't have to take credit for it. That's not what I'm asking.
Well, you used to have a podcast.
When you were involved, like you kind of in an early stage, you were involved.
They put him on his
not
page.
I don't know why, but I feel weird, like, because I don't want anyone to feel like they're
Charlie the Wolf.
Okay. Yeah.
Wait, we'll do it for him.
He doesn't. Do you manage people?
No.
Okay. Well, Sabino, who you name all right, some.
All right, so
name some.
I will say is when me and Nico could kind of like both like the character, that's when it's the best.
Mm.
Like Mo.
Well, you said I was annoying.
No, but in the beginning, you were annoying.
Yeah, they didn't like you
in the beginning,
together.
In the beginning, if you didn't get Barstool, it would have been crazy. You know what I mean? Like you were posting like 4 or 5 times a day.
I can't tell you something.
Because back in the day, Instagram, you could post like more stuff.
Yeah.
I still post. I posted 5 yesterday. I post
that's,
any
that's time a lot.
I
get that's crazy.
I post 11:30 reels a day. What time do I post?
Oh, see, I can't ever do that.
Oh my God. Yeah.
No, I don't do but any calculation.
No, you're smart. I mean, these content creators out there, the podcast guys, the fucking alpha guys and whatever, they're posting like 17 a day. Isn't that what Gary Vee says?
On Instagram though? Or is that
TikTok? I don't know, wherever the fuck they're posting.
I just do whatever.
It's like throwing shit against the wall.
To me, it's mental. Oh. Social media to me is a whole mental thing. I did it in the beginning because I was like in the house and I was bored. I was trying to keep myself active. So it kind of was an outlet for me and I use it like that. So if I like want to post something, I won't strategically be like, oh, I have a good video. Let me wait till 1 o'clock tomorrow. Yeah, I'll just throw it up.
Gotcha.
That's just,
yeah.
Cause it makes me feel good to throw it up.
Are you on TikTok as well?
Yeah.
Is that ending? Is that official?
I don't take TikTok as serious.
Nico probably knows.
Nico, do you know?
I think they'll figure it out.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
But Nico, you used to have a podcast. What was it like?
That's right.
Discovering New York talent.
New York's Got Talent.
New York's Got Talent.
We met. That was like 6 years ago.
Yes. We followed Nico because I was like, I think this is before I lived in the city. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, this is so cool because he's getting like all these characters from New York. It was like very new. I love all that shit, like subway creatures and like all those things. And then he brought me on the podcast and then Growing Up Italian was there. And then like we all met and just like cool, like New York community that exists here. Lots of like cool characters and shit. What do you have to say about, cause I had a viral, I still have a clip that goes viral when I was talking to Ryan Serhant mm-hmm. about why the value of living in New York City, the accessibility, blah, blah, blah. And I do that on purpose. I know that half the people are going to be like, fuck New York. It's the worst. And then some people are going to be like, oh my God, it's the best. Mm-hmm. So from your, you know, New York Nico, what do you have to say about it? About how dope New York is, you know?
I mean, it's just the best, man.
What
else is there? You know?
Yeah. No, people don't believe that though. People don't believe that.
What are you going to say?
I've experienced many other cities and it's just, there's nothing like New York.
Yeah.
But it's not the same for everybody. It's just the type of person you are. Like,
right.
You know, I'm not a West Coast guy.
Right.
Like it's too slow for me.
Right.
New York, like the pace of New York is just right for me.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. So, you know, I don't try to push New York on anybody.
And you're behind like a lot of things people see, I feel like, in New York, mm-hmm. like the Knicks commercials mm-hmm. and like different things like that. Is there anyone that like was big that we don't know about that? I know you made a movie.
Yeah. Made a little movie.
I was in that shit.
Lil Mo was in that.
Nice.
Lil Mo's acting debut.
Nice.
And I did pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I should try to do another one. Do a sitcom or something.
Yeah.
Me, same.
I'm working on a feature right now. So,
all right. You know. All right. Nico doesn't want to talk about himself.
Yeah. You know.
All right.
I'm a behind the scenes guy.
All right, Nico, get out of here.
You threw this on me.
Nico, get out of here.
I got a book coming out October 22nd.
All right. October 22nd.
I'm in the book Nico's too. Book.
And he's in the book too.
Yo, I'm all
hooked up. They do like you. They do like you.
No, bro, we love you, bro.
No, he's the one. This one.
Nah.
You missed your
breaking
chance,
balls.
Bro.
That's what we do. We break balls.
You want to live?
That's what Italian do.
You think I'm not breaking balls when I told him I was sorry? You guys actually went on.
Oh, you were fucking around?
Of course I was breaking your balls. I set the whole thing up so I can make Bleep feel sorry for you. It was a whole scam.
Yeah, so we're in, right now it's the perfect time to have these guys on because mm-hmm. the Knicks are in the second round of the playoffs mm-hmm. and you guys are going there. This is going to come out next week. So hopefully we'll have a win.
Hopefully we're happy.
we're happy.
We're up in the series. You know?
Yeah. But that's big for New York.
This is going to come down to the wire, bro. I think the Knicks win 4-3.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous that Tibbs is only playing seven guys.
Right.
It's too,
I know.
It's not sustainable in a series.
I will say, I think the Pacers are a better matchup than the Sixers were.
You mean easier for us?
Yeah, the better matchup. Yeah. I don't know if they're easy, but like, you know, Embiid was like hard to deal with and shit. I think that now our second guys are really going to start to come alive. I think Dante had at least a hard time with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish we still had Bogdanovich, but we don't.
This is funny. By the time this drops, we're going to know everything that's
happening. Yeah,
yeah. We'll be like, I was wrong. The Pacers are very hard to deal with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot could change with sports. But we also always had that rivalry with Indiana. Like Reggie Miller killed us.
Yes.
The last time we had some playoff success, the Pacers knocked us out.
Mm.
Roy Hibbert blocked Carmelo Anthony at the rim. So...
Are you serious right now?
We gotta take care of them, you know?
Yeah, I think we'll be okay with the Pacers.
Yeah, you know, totally. I agree.
Super. Are you a Knicks fan too?
No, I care less. I mean, but
she's from Boston.
Yeah.
Are you a Celtics fan?
No.
Okay, thank God.
I mean, Boston is Boston and the Nuggets are the two that everybody's gonna worry about. Cavs are really good.
I don't know. I think the Timberwolves are gonna.
Timberwolves, I'm going to tell you why I don't think the Timberwolves. Because Timberwolves were great. Like, they were great all year. All right? You know how finals are. It's always like some fucking... It's never who you think it is.
Yeah. People Rockies, start to play Lockies, defense.
What do you
people,
got?
People play defense in finals? the playoffs.
I mean, it's probably going to be Celtics and the Nuggets, if I'm being
real. I went to a Celtics game with the kids from Boston, Prosciutto and...
Tommy G.
And Tommy G. And the Celtics just like... What'd they play?
Yeah, but they got KP's hurt.
The Celtics,
they were the best team in the league this year.
Yeah.
But they lost Porzingis. He got hurt.
They won. I don't remember even who they played. They won by 50 points. It was just
the game
like
you went to?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I mean, they're ridiculous.
I wanted to do some clickbaity shit about Kendrick and Drake.
Oh my god, yeah. Pedophile. I can't say the word pedophile. Sorry.
Which one's gonna get censored for sure?
No, I wanted to go through the songs. I don't know them off the
top. I didn't listen to these disses in order.
I can't. I listened to a few of them. The Kendrick one with the kid.
Well, they all went.
I feel like they're too low.
So after like a basketball team like wins like the playoffs and the championship, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Like do you feel like really happy or are
well,
you
we never
the next one
we never won the Knicks.
The Knicks never won.
We never experienced that.
I was like a mega Knicks fan.
God.
The Knicks haven't won since 73.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Or 71.
When's the last time we were in the chip?
The last time we were in the chip was
99.
The against the Spurs. Suck. The Knicks suck.
Yeah. New York is not ready for that. If Knicks won
a championship, the city would go crazy.
Really? Okay, I see. I didn't know.
I said it while we were walking here. Some guy saw us and was like, go Knicks. I never heard that like out loud.
Yeah, yeah. No, the city's in a frenzy.
Jets are also basketball?
All right.
Jets is football.
Okay. Enough about this. Okay, let's talk. I need my moment here. This is not about you guys. This is my clickbait moment.
This fucking tree's in my way. Sorry. Am I allowed to curse on this thing?
Yeah, you can fucking say whatever you want.
I look like Julius Caesar. I got to put two of these things behind my ear. Hold on. Is this a real thing?
So do you know about the disses or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bro, what?
Basil. This Basil.
Yeah, he's Italian. This is Basil.
So I guess I'll go through this by round. Okay. And Lopik, you're here too, right? So you probably know about this shit.
He's a big hip hop.
He's the most in tune.
Yeah. I feel like he is. So just let me know I'm right about the rounds and shit. Okay. Okay. So Like That comes out with Future and all that shit. That wasn't a round. That was just Kendrick starting it off, right? Starts it off, takes like a little shot. And then we get push-ups.
Well, first person shooter, they kind of went at Kendrick.
Oh, kind of.
I think like that definitely was the...
Like an actual shot.
Icebreaker, yeah.
Okay, then we got push-ups and the tailor-made freestyle. I feel like that's a round, right? Push-ups and tailor-made freestyle. Yeah. Oh, wait, no, those are two. Oh, Drake went back-to-back. Yeah, push-ups, I don't really... I didn't love it. Yeah, I didn't love it. People thought it was AI. And I think that Drake even played it like it was AI just to see how people would react to it.
Is that when Tupac was on the song?
No.
Which one was that?
TaylorMade.
That's TaylorMade Freestyle. So I don't know. I would say the TaylorMade Freestyle was creative and clever. So I'm giving that to Drake just because that was like a good one, right?
Yeah, I thought that was cool when I heard it. And also it took Kendrick a while to respond to that.
Exactly. So he kind of wins round one. He goes back to back and that was a good one. Then Euphoria comes out, which I feel like then... actually kind of shits on both of those. You agree, Lopik?
I agree.
Okay, thank you. So I feel like Kendrick then ends up coming back. It's like a race, you know?
Yeah.
And then Kendrick's in the lead with Euphoria. That was a great record. It's like entertaining. It's a bop. It has good lyrics to it. And then which one was the 616 in LA?
Is that the Rick Ross one?
Isn't that a line he says or something like that?
How many fucking times these guys go back and
forth? There's been like 17 songs. It's too much.
17, you said?
And backing and forting.
Which one was 616? See, I don't even remember. Which one?
Family Matters was on
YouTube. Oh, okay. Wait, it's playing now.
It's like tea boiling.
I don't know.
Don't leave this in the video because it's going to get taken off YouTube, by the way.
Wow.
Like playing the song?
It's all right. No one watches my shit. I don't even remember this one.
I don't think I heard
this
song.
I do.
It was like a SZA song.
Yeah.
It's kind of bad.
What's your thing that you know really good?
Oh, this is a slow start.
Yeah, like which
comedy?
Thing? Like
comedy.
Oh, I'm a comedian.
No, but I'm saying you know about a lot of comedy.
Yeah.
Like the old school guys too?
Probably not all of them. Don't quiz me.
I like Don Rickles.
All right. Don't quiz me.
You don't like Don Rickles?
I might not know who he is.
Are you serious?
That's the one that started slow.
Don Rickles is
Don like, Rickles the man.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe if I saw his picture, I would know.
Anyway,
stop laughing at me, Wolf.
I'm not laughing at you.
We're coming back. We'll come back.
Why? Because you said you didn't like sports. I want to know what you like.
Oh, yeah.
We'll come back to that. So Family Matters, and I think Felix Drake takes the lead again and shits on whatever Kendrick just did in 616 in LA.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rosetta Stone. Do you want to learn a new language? I like learning new languages. Because, you know, I live in New York and I date a lot of spicy Latinas and I would love to brush up on my Spanish. I don't know how to speak Spanish. I went to Colombia once to film a TV show and it was embarrassing how little Spanish I knew. I could not communicate at all. So I definitely want to learn Spanish. I also want to learn Italian because I am from the mother country. I'm a disgrace to all Italians. When I did go to Italy on Jersey Shore, I was the one person that could communicate. I took intensive Italian from the College of Staten Island, okay? But I kind of lost it because I didn't use it. We just need to be smarter. We need to know different languages. And Rosetta Stone can help you with that. You can learn. It's a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. It's fast language acquisition. It really immerses you in many ways. Speech recognition, built-in true accent feature that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. That's crazy. It's convenient. It's an amazing value. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Something Went Wrong listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Today. T-O-D-A-Y. Let's go learn languages.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Kendrick's fans probably stand over that one, but Family Matters is like three songs in one.
Yeah. And it's the visuals were insane when they crushed the van.
Yeah. And it had the little Easter egg in there of the fake daughter that Drake was planting to them.
Is that real that it was fake?
Yeah. Because in the video, he puts the picture of the girl in his own video. It's pretty diabolical. That ended up being fake later.
So that's true.
That little
fake?
Spanish.
He wrote that whole thing to a fake kid.
Right. Well,
that's kind of crazy.
Now we get to meet the Grams, right? Which the whole song
is about the fake kid.
So yeah, now, so Drake did that to negate the whole disc.
Drake definitely won.
Yeah. No. We're getting there. So Meet the Grams, by the way, not a great song. It was like very, I get it. Like Kendrick's like a Pulitzer Prize poet. And like, it's like a nice piece of art that like, I wouldn't really play over and over again. Yeah.
These, it's like almost like an old school Nas.
No, but those like, you still play.
Yeah, but like some of the ones that he wrote, you wouldn't necessarily keep playing. I know what you're saying.
In 10 years,
I'm not playing Meet the Grams.
Yeah.
But I am playing fucking Got Yourself a Gun.
But you wouldn't listen to Family Matters in 10 years of push-ups?
I'm listening to Family Matters. Yeah, maybe not push-ups, but Family Matters for sure.
Yeah.
But is there any more songs to talk about?
Yeah, there's one more. There's two more.
All right, after they're done.
Okay. So we got Meet the Grams. Not Like Us. Kendrick, I feel like, takes the lead again. Because now it's like...
That's the one that just came out.
The one that's like the dancey one and shit.
A minor, that one.
Yeah, when he was saying things about Drake, taking really, you know, crazy shots at him. Epstein Island shit. But that was a good one. Everyone was dancing to it. It was like viral. Like I feel like Kendrick started to like get the idea of like what he has to do now to like really be catchy.
Yeah.
And then Drake... does this last one, The Heart Part 6.
When did that come out?
Last night, I think.
Oh, okay.
Which,
another one?
Which was a good, I'm not going to listen to it in this 5 years. I'm not going to listen to it in 5 years, but, so I would say what we're going to listen to in 10 years would be Not Like Us, Family, Meet the Grams, Not Like Us, Family Matters, and Euphoria.
That actually gives
Kendrick two.
He won.
Two bangers, yeah.
But I don't know. I still feel like Drake won the whole thing. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Why?
I don't want to jump the gun. Yeah.
But I just want to say, it would take me 1 second. Can I say it?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, hold on. So Drake is crafty with the way he's doing things.
Yeah.
Kendrick just pretty much looks like he regurgitated dirt that he collected on him. Okay. I don't like that they just regurgitate dirt on each other. Like, everybody's going for like crazy low blows.
Right.
Like bringing kids into it. And I don't like that shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, all right. I guess like Tupac was like that too, right? A little bit. But he.
Well, when we were working out this morning, me and Nico were listening to all the like famous diss records.
Yeah, ever. I always do that. It gives me motivation.
Hit him up was crazy. But what I'm saying is, like, they didn't really like say anything too crazy. I feel like the other disses back in the day were worse. Like,
really?
First off, fuck your bitch.
Who didn't say Drake and Kendrick?
I do. Yeah,
like, no, I'm saying like Tupac, like, Biggie.
You're just like, I fucked your bitch. I fucked your wife. Yeah,
like,
yeah. Now it's like you have to have like a secret child.
Well, let me ask you all
of this question then. Where does this rank in terms of diss tracks of all time for you guys?
What, this beef?
Yeah, this beef.
Oh.
What is this?
I liked Pusha T and Drake better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Story of Adnan was like the best diss track of all time.
Yeah.
I think he won that. Pusha T song.
Yeah, but he.
Story
he
of destroyed. Adnan.
Drake got
wrecked.
Because that's how like everybody found out about Drake's son, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right.
Now, Ether was like one of the
Ether
best.
Was the fucking best.
Yeah, he smoked.
Ether was the fucking best. Yeah.
He smoked him.
Is it real beef?
There's too many songs. It used to be like 2 and 2.
Yeah.
Now it's like 8 and 8. Like, we're getting fucking.
But when Drake and Meek Mill back to back, that's like one of the greatest diss songs, because that became like a club banger too.
Yeah, right. That's what Drake does. The song has to be, you know, have facts in it, has to be entertaining, and you have to rap well too. Mm-hmm. And I think that Drake does he has to do like all three of those. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Kendrick is just very much poetic until he did the last one, Not Like Us, which was good. So I don't know. I'm still giving it to Drake because I'm a Drake fan, but like at the
soft
same time. Yeah, but I'll tell you, yeah, I'm very soft. Yeah. But I'll tell you, Pusha T beat him in the last shit. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Is this a publicity thing or is this like real beef?
Well, Kendrick's got his album.
What was crazy though in the visuals of the Drake video too, he had like all that all of like Pharrell's jewelry and like
Drake is
G-Unit jewelry and Tupac's ring. To me, that's cool. That's cool.
All the little Easter eggs that Drake does and shit like that. All right, let's switch topics. Let's end it with, because we'll probably go like 10 more minutes or whatever. Let's talk a little bit about food. So Sabino owns the panini shop, Anthony and Sons, right? Everyone go check that out.
Thank you. Appreciate that. It's in Williamsburg.
Williamsburg. Oh, so Williamsburg still has like a community of like Italians there, which I didn't know. I thought it was just all hipsters and Hasidic Jewish people.
Yeah.
Do you live there?
My family does, but our office is there. So I'm always there.
Okay.
Yeah. So like it's a very neighborhood type of spot. That's where like the core of like growing up Italian is and shit, you know?
We have pork stores on the block. Right?
Yeah. Pork stores, like a bunch of characters. Like it feels like you're in a fucking movie.
We're on the Queen side of Brooklyn.
You're on the Queen side.
Because we're right by.
Oh.
Like growing up.
Where it intersects.
Growing up, it would be easier to go to like Queens than Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Like the Bushwick area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Well, it's a Brooklyn. Actually, you might not even know that. We're like the Italians where we're from is. They used to call Bushwick Italians, even though you're from Williamsburg.
Yeah.
Is Bushwick going? It's a different Italian. Mm-hmm.
Growing up, like when I went to high school in Astoria, everybody thought I was from Greenpoint because I used to say I'm from Williamsburg. Nobody knew Williamsburg.
Yeah, we never called.
But if you said Greenpoint, people would know it.
Greenpoint got Italians, right? Too.
Or it's a big Polish neighborhood
by the church.
Uh huh.
By Mount Carmel.
Oh yeah.
By Mount Carmel.
That's not Greenpoint though.
There's like two Italians.
Technically it is.
All right, listen, let me tell you. I give it, I'm older than them.
Because it's on
the other. History. This guy only knows
He's just
about
a fucking meme
fucking
guy.
Galileo.
Yeah,
knows about Italians from the other side.
Galileo.
I'll tell you about New York Italians.
Leo da Vinci.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about New York Italians. That, our neighborhood, okay, no one called Williamsburg because Williamsburg was considered like low income or whatever the hell you want to call it.
Uh-huh.
There's a Williamsburg where all the Hasidic Jewish guys are, but the Williamsburg where we're from, Connie's like on a borderline of Bushwick, right?
Mm.
The people used to say they were from Greenpoint because it like sounded a little bit better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like my mother grew up there. My mother would never say Williamsburg ever.
Right.
She says Greenpoint, but she grew up in Williamsburg.
We also, Because Mo's mom
lives in Flatbush.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
I mean, what do you live? Bushwick. So, sorry, guy. So,
but basically, that BQE.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're on the right side, that's Williamsburg. If you're on the left side, it's Greenpoint. We're like a block away.
Imagine which way you're coming from, okay. Mo.
No, no.
I would have said the left side, the right
if
side.
If you pass Graham Avenue under the BQE, that's Greenpoint.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, so you're near.
Where Graham? Are you in Bushwick?
Yeah, we're right by.
I don't want to say.
Yeah, somebody's going to knock on the door.
She whispered. No, seriously.
Whisper.
My off phone camera, is from Saddam. You know where Saddam is?
No.
Saddam.
Oh.
Saddam. They yeah. probably
she call lives it. In like a basement somewhere like, with like 18 starving comics.
No, I don't. I live in Tribeca.
But you know how you can tell if somebody's from our neighborhood the way what? They pronounce the streets?
Yeah.
Like, how do you, like Ainslie? What do you call it?
Ainslie.
Yeah, I know. But somebody who's not from there, what would they call it?
I can't
even say it.
Yeah, yeah.
No. What's your opinion? Like you living there?
Graham. Did everybody say Graham?
Graham.
Well, that's when you called the cabs back in the days. I'm on Graham and whatever, you know?
What's your opinion on Brooklyn being an outsider that kind of came into like the artsy gentrified world?
Yeah. I mean, I live in like East Williamsburg, Bushwick. Not like.
Yeah, see, East Williamsburg is.
Yeah. Like
there's no such thing as East
Williamsburg. See, like.
I can't even tell you where East Williamsburg is, and I'm born on Lennon and Skillman.
Yeah.
Where we're from is like the real East Williamsburg.
Where
the real estate term is like that part is East Williamsburg.
East Williamsburg is where?
That's Bushwick, really.
Like off of like Montrose.
Yeah, Montrose. That's where my fall is originally from, Montrose. That's Bushwick.
I know, but not.
Holy Trinity Church?
What?
Where the Holy Trinity Church is?
The Spanish one?
It's a church on Montrose Avenue. And there's a park. There's a big park on Montrose Avenue. That's Bushwick.
I'm not looking around.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's Bushwick. Bushwick is past Grand Street.
Oh.
Once you pass Grand Street, that's Bushwick.
Growing up like from Staten Island, it was so, even still to this day, like it's so weird to me that like, I don't know what actual people that lived in Brooklyn were like. Mm-hmm. Like, because there's no houses. So like, but when I go to explore your guys' neighborhood, it's like everyone lives in like these like attached homes mm-hmm. to each other, right? Mm-hmm. So like you guys grew up like that, like in those
stoops
and all that shit, right?
They feel like houses inside.
Yeah. Well,
they're skinny.
They're like railroad house, railroad apartments, you know?
Because we have a little bit of that in Staten Island, not but really. Like you have more houses like with, that are separate from each other with lawns.
Came from Italy, they moved to Staten Island.
Yeah, they never went to Brooklyn.
Oh wow.
They went to Brooklyn.
They skipped a step. Then
I had a grandfather, like a great grandfather, that like came to Staten Island, and then everybody followed him from Italy because he planted the roots in Staten Island. Then everybody came.
Wow.
Yeah, but I never knew. I never understood like the whole like stoop life and shit. I used to like be like, oh, it must be so cool. Like there's like kids that like me, like Italian
I'm
kids.
I'm such
that
a live, stoop life kid. Yeah. That's how I grew up.
I'm not going to lie. Growing up, we just
like Bronx Tale type.
We're railroad apartment kids. Like I had to walk through my parents' bedroom to get in my bedroom. You know what I mean?
Really?
Bro, did you had a railroad apartment?
Yeah.
Bro, I was so embarrassed growing up. Because
when you bring your friends over and stuff,
I'd bring my friends over. I had to walk through someone's bedroom. Whoever designed railroad so apartments ghetto. Should be hit by a train.
Yeah, you should have privacy, bro. It's crazy,
bro. It's so fucking.
Whose bedroom did you have to walk through?
So we used to like move them around and shit. I think it was crazy because like
Rock's life a little too hard.
No, because like one of the best bedrooms was like in the back. Uh-huh. Yeah. So like to get that bedroom, you had to like walk through like four other ones.
Oh my
shit.
God.
They walked through like my mom. I was embarrassed to have kids over because you had to walk through all the rooms and shit. It was almost like maybe it was like a little like ride at Disney World, you know, where it's like going on the Avatar ride.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, don't look at my mom's panties.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what
Ignore
I mean?
Ignore my sister.
Yeah. On the left, you'll see my sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, but you know what?
Now we're here.
Yeah.
Growing up with that, man, I wouldn't change it for anything though. Because,
yeah. I'm like, can we just get a fucking hallway?
Yeah. Yeah, why? I wonder why they do that.
Just because you used to pack in so many people in one apartment. Like, you know, people that came in the 50s or whatever, you just pack in as many people as you can. And a lot of people from Williamsburg, once they made some money, they moved out to Long Island, Queens. Like we were saying, that different kind of like stoop life where it's a little, all of a sudden you have this much separation between the houses and the driveway. You know?
Yeah, alleyways. Like you didn't grow up with alleyways?
No.
That was the best move. When you play hide and seek and shit, you dip to an alleyway.
How old are you?
I just found out today I'm 43.
Oh.
You being serious?
I did. Yeah. I thought, it was 44.
Oh, nice.
And then my wife was like, no, you're 43. And I felt like crazy to like uplift and to know
that's
that.
That's a good feeling, right?
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'm not going for a year right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I thought it was 45. I didn't do the math.
Wait, so hold on. You went through high school
not knowing your right age?
No, I forgot. It was. I got a little popular.
Yeah, it was. He went viral. He was like, yeah. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't 21. Look. I don't look at like dates. How do you forget your birthday? I don't look at dates, times.
Right. I think I'm 27.
Is it because you wake up whenever and like you just make?
Yeah, I got like I kind of like live like this free like you know like hippie lifestyle.
Yeah. All right, so we have the experts here of food. In Brooklyn. So now that we have you guys here, like where can people find like good Italian spots?
Yeah, you can't because everyone, say you're fucking
everyone
yeah,
knows.
You know what's funny? What Mo's thinking right now?
Because this thinking, is
how much are they paying?
Oh, Mo's yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
No, it's not that. It's like, you know, because I'm going to tell you what.
Well, there are places that.
If I don't say his place. Yeah. He gets kind of wet. And then yeah, he'll say.
He shouted out my place already. I never said that
to you. You didn't say to me the other day on the phone that I never do not feel me while. You know how many times I said your place was good?
I was just saying you haven't done a video.
On TV, they asked me the best place. I said your place.
No, but I'm saying you haven't done a video by me in a while is what I was saying.
I did a lot, bro. Because if you keep track, I'm saying it's a lot. I keep track. Like, you know, like how much you gave me for a wedding. You know, like
he's like, everyone's like, do you know an Italian panini shop?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
No, but go ahead. Give me a place.
Because there are places that.
I love DeFonti.
There are places that are great that I wouldn't shout out maybe because I just don't really like the establishment or, you know what I mean? But so it just depends on like everything goes.
I feel you on that.
Everything goes into consideration.
Yeah. But I said, fuck it. And I shot them out anyway, even though I don't like them.
Yeah.
Because they all good food.
But DeFonti's is a classic sandwich.
I love DeFonti's. DeFonti's.
That's just sandwiches.
I like DeFonti's.
That's like,
they have a hot,
but that's not steam table too. Like cloth.
No
thing. Right.
But if you look at it from the outside, it looks crazy. Like the building.
Uh-huh.
Is it all green or all red?
DeFonti's used to only like really cook for longshoremen. That neighborhood's a longshoreman neighborhood. Okay. And it was just as a luncheonette. So we like close when they leave work, like 4 o'clock or whatever. Mm. I like places because aesthetics. Mm. I'm very big with aesthetics. Like DeFonti's has like a lot of characters that go in there, blue collar guys.
Right.
It's quick.
She likes Sienna like
even,
that too.
Even, yeah. Even the owner and the son are characters in themselves.
Yeah, you need the characters in
yeah.
You ever seen him on TikTok? Anthony DeMonte?
Yes.
Black Pekka.
Yeah.
I like DeFonti's. I mean, there's so many classic ones in Brooklyn.
What's like a nice, remember you took me to that place to do the photo shoot? Like a nice, like sit down, take a
Bomonti's,
girl.
That's old school. Bomonti's old been there school. For
all in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Bomonti's is known. They have the reputation for starting the chicken parm in New York.
Oh,
they're around forever.
They're like, yeah, they're the oldest restaurant in Brooklyn. Yeah.
They're
one of the oldest restaurants in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
No, let's talk about sandwich spots.
No, let's talk about movies now.
Rockies.
So no, there was there any other spots that people?
Yeah, like I mean, I only went to like 800. You just made me say fuck a one. Well,
obviously, like Mo's gonna tell you places that you can't get in. Like not you, but like
wow,
like Lucali's.
Oh, like,
I still never been there.
Yeah,
you never been there?
No, we gotta go. There?
You know, yeah. You know, Kendrick shouted it out and.
In one of these?
In one of those.
No.
Yes, he did.
Oh, shit.
Because he lives in Brooklyn now. Look up.
I know he shouted out
Lucali's
Asian place in Toronto. That
and then Drake went there.
Yeah, yeah.
But.
Well, Lucali's doesn't.
Go to Lucali's?
Lucali's doesn't need the shout out. Yeah, I haven't been.
All right, so
been.
Let's go.
I haven't been. You know what that one is?
Nope.
So, yeah, Sienna's coming.
I'm coming.
You want to go tonight?
I have shows.
Yeah, I have to watch a Knick game.
So you do your stand-up comic?
Yeah.
That's cool. I did like 15 times.
I do stand-up every night.
I've seen you do.
But maybe it's something you've done.
No, I had like this really bad experience in a theater. Mm. You ever perform in a theater?
The biggest is like 700.
Oh, performing in a theater or like doing theater?
I got booked for a theater.
Oh, I hate when people
was like, I was just doing regular stand-up. Yeah. And I went out and they put a fucking spotlight on me.
Yeah.
And, like, and I was like,
yeah.
Where was
I didn't even know it was in Chicago. It was
like, tonight we have Chris, a little more opening God, for Chris
yeah.
Rock.
It was thousands.
How did this happen?
It was random. So this the
thing, opening like, up for Sebastian Maniscalco.
Literally.
So like they'll laugh because they know how I am. A guy called me and was like, how much would it cost to get you to do a set in this place? I never Google the place. I don't even look into it. I shoot a number at him. He says, no problem. And he sells me money within like 2 hours. I go to the frigging place. I roll up to this place. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It was like, you know, in Chicago, like, you know, like it looked like an old school movie theater. My name, like Little Mo was on the outside. I'm like, yo, what am I
That's
doing
hysterical.
Right now?
And how long was your
voice?
I was supposed to do a 30-minute set. I never did.
30?
Listen, I never did ever more than 10 minutes. I go, what the fuck am I going to do?
He just started ripping the crowd.
No, like, you can't in
you
the
can't
theater.
Even see.
Not in the theater. So the theater is different. Like if I do stand up, let's say you do like Governors or some shit, right? Like you can interact with the crowd and you can walk around with the mic and fuck around. In a theater, it's like people are standing like this, waiting to laugh. And if you don't make them laugh, they just look at you.
It's not intimate.
Like, dude, it was so weird. So I never wanted to do stand up ever again. I did do it again.
I
actually miss it. It's one of those things that you want to do again once you do it.
It's addicting.
Yeah, Nico said I had a good set. Remember, Nico, can you stick up for me over here?
We can
I did
hear
good, right? I have a little set I do about this Jewish guy that stalks me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you're a character already, so people are going to... Because I have trouble with that because I'm like an introverted, just plain Jane guy. Yeah. So my jokes have to be funny and I have to like... work hard at like giving them emotion.
A good delivery too.
Yeah, like your delivery is already there because it's just who you are as a person.
So one of my buddies, I mean, this don't have to be honest. One of my friends owns Governors. He's like a really good friend of mine. If you guys ever want to.
Oh yeah, in Long Island.
I'm saying like he's my boy, like Jimmy. I talk to him like 3 days a week.
Yeah.
If you want to just go, because it's a big audience. It's like 350, 400 people.
Yeah.
You just want to do sets there. Yeah. He's got a lot of big comedians.
All the local guys go to
He's like
there.
One of my good friends if you just want to do it.
Oh, no, I would love
Wow.
Yeah, I'll do it too.
Why I didn't know you were doing stand-up. Nah, I'm all right. I'm all right.
Why? I don't get to be on the show with you. Like, I'm talking, I'll do one. You could do one 6 guys later.
Five, 6 guys. Of course. I also do a show too that I started doing at the Stand. So you got to come to, you can come to that.
Yeah, I think I did something at the Stand.
I think so. Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like people would love you just seeing you in person, just doing your catchphrases.
I've had a couple of sets I did that I was really good. And then a couple of times, like, you know, the audience wasn't there. And
That's how it is.
I
call her every night crying.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck? And then I'll call her back. I'm like, that was amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then,
never how are you?
I'm not good with rejection. Like,
it's never do you want to take me out to dinner? You know, no, we're going to Luke Holly's. We're going to go to the place.
I offered so much.
Little how you doing?
3 minutes. I offered Luke Holly's. I offered fucking the Governor's thing. I'm just singing thing. What else you want?
Yeah. No, you guys are the guys. You guys
merch?
Are the plugs.
Merch? You want merch?
He has merch.
I use dropship.
Okay.
I don't even make it no more.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
My man.
Like someone prints them. I don't like.
You never heard of drop shipping?
Sienna, what's your favorite Italian movie of all time?
Goodfellas.
Nice.
I love
Good answer.
Movie.
Good answer.
Can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, it has to be. What about you guys?
Godfather.
Godfather 2,
though, for me.
Godfather
2 is amazing.
I love Rocky.
Yeah.
Rocky.
I just love Rocky. I like the story.
Which one?
All of them. 1, 2. I like Rocky. I'm not saying it's my favorite, but I just love the character.
Yeah.
I like
Bronx Tale.
I was going to say, I like a Bronx Tale. You know why, right? The black woman.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You fucker.
Sorry, it's an inside joke about his.
Yeah. Nah, Bronx Tale is great, but I'm not going to lie. Going back and watching it as a movie, there are better ones. But
there's a lot of quotes, though.
Do you guys ever watch those movies and you're like, this is not true Italian? You're like,
Mo's never watched Sopranos.
No, I watched like 2 episodes the other day.
Oh, yeah. Did you have like a gripe with it or something?
When I was a kid, they didn't, in my neighborhood, they didn't used to want us to watch it.
Maybe you told me that at dinner.
Yeah.
Why?
When you were a kid?
Yeah, like because my friends, like they felt like it was
how
like, you know, like kind of how people think.
The show's 20 years old.
She's doing
like kind of how people think of me
he
now.
He still wasn't a kid.
Yeah.
You know, when The Sopranos was on when I was 47.
You're like, my mom didn't let me watch it. I'm like, you were like 30?
Italians, like a lot of old school Italians are very big with boycotting. You know, like they boycotted.
I know, they boycotted us.
Yeah, so they boycotted. Yeah,
that made our show.
The Sopranos were boycotted at first.
Oh, that's true. That's right. Yeah,
Sopranos were boycotted. Yes, that's what they always.
Yeah, they boycotted Sopranos. They didn't want nobody watching it.
They boycotted growing up Italian.
Wait, Jersey Shore was boycotted?
Yeah, it's funny.
Italians don't, like, real Italians from Italy don't really like.
Growing up Italian?
They can't stand me.
No, because you're always, you're an Italian American.
Yeah, they hate
I get
Italian
that,
American.
Yeah.
But I love being an Italian American. I don't want to be Italian.
You guys
different.
Aren't
it's a different culture.
No, they are, but they want to be in Italy. This guy puts olive oil in his bowl.
You guys are going to move to Italy?
What's wrong with
that,
guys? But it's true.
Yeah,
he's like a little Japan.
Never heard.
You guys are going to end up in Italy, you think? Like you're going
to. Nah,
maybe for
hell
like a couple
no.
months.
Yeah.
No way.
Now, yeah. they still keep the like the shit alive, though. I remember when I played basketball with them, all these young kids were speaking Italian. I was
like, how do I know that?
Yeah, they speak Italian.
Well, we have to. We run a page called Growing Up Italian.
You have to practice and like Duolingo.
Yeah, that's so funny.
No, but when my cousins come here from Italy, like they look nothing like us. They act nothing like us. Like Italian people, they're very like skinny. Yeah. And small and like European.
A little gay.
They love tight pants.
I went to Italy. My cousins were like, thought they were Rastas. Like they had like dreads. They were growing weed in the yard.
There's
like,
Rastas in Italy too.
Oh, really?
Every town has people? 2-3 Rastas.
Right?
White? No, they're white. Right. White Rastas.
Oh, okay.
What is the word? Gypsy.
You can't say that. It's like an insult. You can't use that word. It's a word.
You know, I just learned what
I don't want you to get in trouble with the Italians.
I learned what a gypsy was recently.
What is it? I mean, I remember
like it's like a whole religion or something.
Oh, okay.
I know a lot about gypsies. Yeah. They're actually from an area like near India, and then they like traveled at a certain time, like throughout Europe. They have their own language, but they kind of like, you know, they just were like nomads.
Basically. Yeah. Those are the ones you see like on the street, like with babies, like begging for money and shit like that. Yeah. We used to see them a lot.
Yeah.
So wait, I just want to hear one thing because I know you want to go, and if we might be out of studio time. The thing with the Jersey Shore. So you guys were boycotted because I remember that something.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about it because I remember there was something.
There was an organization.
Like people didn't like it, right? They felt like you guys were exploiting Italian shit, right?
Well, there's an Italian-American organization. I think it was called like Unico. It was United. I don't know.
Yeah, no, nations. You're right.
Are you the only Italian on the show?
You're the only 100%. Like, right?
No. It's Unico, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, they were doing it. But I think they were doing it for clout. Because they just wanted more fame and money and awareness to them. So they knew that getting mad at us would do that.
Yeah.
That was the best publicity that happened to us. Without that publicity, Jersey Shore wouldn't have been what it is today. Without everyone hating it. So guys, when you have haters, it's a good thing.
But interesting. I think it's interesting because it kind of like took like this subdivision of Italian culture in America, right?
And the Jersey Shore,
like in other words, like what I'm trying to say is like, all right, like it had its own culture. Like I didn't grow up in an Italian neighborhood that was similar to like Jersey Shore. I didn't go to the shore.
Right.
We didn't grow up.
We should
up
talk
like that.
About that. We should because there's different types of like subcultures.
Did you see
Italians.
The video that I did? I named you in and I sent
it
to you.
Yeah, that's with us.
Yes, yes.
No, though in the Boston thing, that thing went viral when I was in Puerto Rico. What do you think? I'm like,
yeah.
Paul in Jersey Shore fist pumping. You remember?
Yeah.
I sent it to you.
Yeah.
Anyway, what I'm saying is we had this conversation on your podcast. Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up like that. My age group didn't.
I think the clip was pumping. That you weren't baseball going around fist pumping, you were going around baseball
bad. We didn't grow up like that. But what I'm saying is you guys kind of like, in my opinion, for me, it was like you guys started that wave, but it was already a wave like before you did it.
So they made it mainstream.
Basically,
that's what I'm saying.
There's different subcultures of Italians. There's Jersey Italians, New York Italians, Staten Island Italians, and
Brooklyn Italians,
and Boston Italians. Like, they boggle my mind too when I see there's Toronto Italians. Philly, you know what I mean?
Philly is a very specific.
So the Jersey Shore is a curation of just like all sorts of Italians that just go there and party. A lot of them are from Staten Island. And Jersey. I don't know if Brooklyn really makes it out to like the Jersey Shore. That's what you're saying. You never made it out there.
No, he went to the Hamptons three times.
I went to DJ's, the owner. Like,
but you know, at the Jersey Shore itself, it's like a surfer town.
Yeah.
Like it's like blonde white surfer people that live there and like really rep it hard. And then the what are they called? There's like a word for it. Bennies that come there and
for the summer.
Take over for the summer. And that's a curation of all. So my Italian was different than the Jersey Italians and shit like that.
Paulie's
Italian was different.
He's from Rhode Island.
Guy? Yeah.
Before the show, did you go to Jersey?
Well, I was 21 when I was a kid.
But did you go?
It was my first summer. So I had literally just got there. I just turned 21. I spent like a couple weeks on my own going and then I got the show.
Wow.
So my first shore house was the Jersey Shore house.
That's fire.
Wow. But it's a direct pipeline. Like when you're in Staten Island, that's where you go party at the Jersey Shore, you know?
Yeah, I like the show. I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah.
It
was called Jersey Shore because there's a lot of Italians that go to the Jersey Shore.
On the garage, it was an Italian flick.
Yeah, they were Italian.
Why'd you do that then?
Well, because I think, first of all, our executive producer of 495 is like mad Italian. So she was just like kind of being like, yo, this is like... this weird Italian, this weird subculture of America is like these the Jersey Shore itself.
Yeah, it's it definitely turned into something.
No, but the majority of us are Italian in some ways. You know what I mean?
Where's Paulie from? Rhode Island?
Rhode Island, yeah. But he's 100% Italian.
It's a big Italian community there.
Mike is 100% Italian.
Oh. Where's he from?
Snooki's Jersey. Isn't Snooki adopted?
She's from Chile, but she was adopted by
I'm a crazy Snooki fan, though.
Yeah.
I love Snooki. I met her at the thing that you got.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you were Paulie. I met Paulie and Snooki.
Yep.
I didn't think it was only two that I met.
But they are all Italian. Them pretty much.
Yeah, only I don't think Jenny is, but the rest, everybody else except Jenny and Nicole, everyone else got some Italian in them, you know. And I'm the most off the boat.
Yeah,
but Snooki grew up Italian. Though.
You put blankets.
She grew
on
up Italian.
What? You ever put a blanket on a fig tree?
So we claim her
a blanket on a
blanket
fig tree.
On a fig tree.
No, that's some real Italian
super zip thing.
No, but when we moved to Staten Island, like growing up, like there was still horses and goats and rabbits that I used to eat every Sunday.
Oh, you see rabbits.
Yeah, in the backyard. Sicilian. Yeah, Sicilian. My family are actually all like hunters, which is weird. You know what I mean? Because they're Italian people, but they're also like hillbillies.
Yeah, my
like camo, like fucking
gatherers, the Neanderthals.
Yeah. Right? We're not like that's what I'm saying. There's like city people in Italian too. All right, we gotta get out of here. All right, let's do our final goodbyes and thank yous. Lil Mo is great. Follow him on everything.
Yeah, Lil Mo Mozzarella.
New York Nico popped in. Growing up Italian, and then you could find these guys, Sabino. Anything else you want to shout out?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Of course. No, this is a pleasure. Like
you're looking for Rocco, I'll get you a magnifying glass.
Yeah. I can't,
a microscope.
We got big things cooking because, like, you know, I know you guys like to keep the New York culture alive and bring everybody together, and especially Nico too. Like it's like curating all these characters like together and shit.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's like amazing for New York, you know?
We had fun hanging out last summer. When we went to the feast.
Oh, yeah, remember? The feast. Well, every time, that's why I wanted to bring you on, too, because people, whenever they see me, they go, oh, my God, my favorite podcast you ever did was the Growing Up Italian one.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Because I guess you're just talking about shit that people don't talk about and hear, you know what I mean?
You do a good job.
Oh, here we go. You know, you do a good job.
I mean, I feel bad.
I'm sorry.
You do a good job for a little meme page.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For a little guy.
And Sienna is Italian today.
Yeah.
What are you? Thank you.
Guess.
I don't know. I'm not good at that shit.
No, you have to.
Lebanese?
One.
What's your last name?
Hebert Ross.
Wow.
I got to change
my name. Wait, that's two last names.
Yeah.
So once were you married?
No. It's just how I was born.
But Ross is Jewish, no?
No, I don't know.
Jeffrey Ross, any of comedians?
Guess her ethnicity.
Guess the ethnicity.
I mean, I really don't even know. I mean, I don't know. She's got like
she's like a mixed queen.
Asian, yeah.
Like Filipino or something?
I'm just black.
That's
and,
it?
And white.
And white.
Yeah, but you're probably not.
No, my mom's black.
No, what I'm saying to you is, yeah, because everybody thinks there's something until they do this 21andMe shit.
No, but my mom's a black woman.
Right, but she could be black from and have all the things.
Well, she's from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I did a 21andMe.
23.
21andMe.
No, I didn't do a 23.
My favorite porn.
21andMe.
Oh, yeah, because you're a year younger. Yeah. Your birthday, we were going to go. All right, goodbye, everybody.
Thank you guys.
Bye. Thanks for having us.
What's up, guys? If you like the episode, please make sure to like, subscribe, and comment. We are building this thing from the ground up, so we need your help, and hopefully we can make this really big one day. Love you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.